Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. So, just one comment, but frankly, you know, there's enough in it for a video, unfortunately. Because everything gets misunderstood, or partially misunderstood, or partially understood, whatever. And, you know, people just... everybody's language gets too sloppy and blah, 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 blah. Because we all don't have an infinite amount of time to, you know, pick through everything. That's just part of the burden of being a communicator. And I would argue that most of the communicators are just confusing people. And that's what happened in this whole Veritasium electric boom conversation, is the simple argument got lost in all the bullshit. And I'd argue you could even go back to this, the sail car, okay, the wind car. I'm the only one who did the simple, rational modeling thing of explaining that when you have a propeller, that the blades have no pitch. There's no pitch on the blades. The propeller, then, is a sail. That's all it is. It's just there. If there's wind on this side, no wind on this side, it pushes the sail. That's all there is. And then if you have it rotating, okay, you're rotating your sail. You're changing this way energy into rotational energy of the sail, all right, because you're pushing on it. The wheels are rolling. The rolling wheels are storing the energy in the flywheel. And then you had a flywheel that's spinning on the back of your car, and then all of a sudden you put a pitch on it. Yeah, now it's a fan. But you can only, now it will steal energy, in the sense it'll use the energy of the rotation to push the car for a short period of time, and then it's going to be a problem, okay, because there's more pressure on this side than that side, and it's going to slow you down. You're not going to get pushed by it anymore. You're going to get dragged by it. So you're going to have to wait. Your velocity is going to have to slow down. You're going to have to wait for the wind to push it again. So anyway. But I'm the one who got it. It's a trick, okay? There's a trick to the model and understanding what's the important feature. Oh, turning the pitch on the flywheel, on the sail. That's all there is in the whole thing is just about the pitch on the sail. Anyway. And in this example, okay, of the Veritasium thing, what's really being argued? Veritasium sits there and shows you, look, when I was a teacher, I used to do this horrible bullshit of explaining electrons pushing through a wire, and that model is wrong. Well, no, the fact is that model is perfectly correct in the sense that it's a simplistic analogy for the fact that it's electrons moving that are causing the ability to do work. Okay, and it has to go through the wire. Okay, now the bad news about the analogy is there's no speed. Okay, it doesn't show you the speed that it takes. The electrons takes time for them to change. They don't change instantaneously at both ends of the wire. So in that sense, the analogy fails. But otherwise, the idea of pushing electrons works. And that's exactly the other guy was saying, yeah, that model works. So that's what was being argued. So understand, it's the model, the explanation for what's the key feature. All right. So you know, you're just going to change the subject here. All right. Well, anyway. So he says, what do Maxwell's equations mean to you? I mean, it's such a silly kind of question. I mean, first off, they're not really Maxwell's equations, right? It's Ampere and Ohm and Gauss. You know, they're other people's equations just compiled into a group, okay, that allow you to deal with most all transitions between electricity, magnetism, and induction effects, charge. Okay, so I think Maxwell was pretty good at doing some stuff, in terms of drawing charge and explaining how charge works with lines of force as opposed to, okay, field lines, that the lines of force are what derive your field lines. You use lines of force to derive the location of the field lines. The field lines aren't making the lines of force. The lines of force are making the field lines. So the little bit of modeling that Maxwell did, I think, was really useful. Okay, but his equations are not a model. His equations aren't a drawing of charge. His equations aren't a drawing of anything. All right, so I don't think they're an analogy. They're not anything. They're not a description of why or how the thing works. They're just an explanation of what the effect is. So again, cause is lost. And these conversations are about cause. So talking about Maxwell's equations is not talking about, or the Poynting vector, is not talking about cause to the effect. And that's what's being discussed, is metaphors, analogies, and models of cause. Okay. I think you'd have a better chance of engaging with some of the celebrity scientists you despise so much. So I should engage with people I despise in any other way than, okay, make your argument, I'll make my counter argument. You know, I'm not really interested in having dinner, okay. If you didn't run them down so much. Well, I don't run them down so much, okay. So if any criticism is too much criticism, you know, that's where this all becomes a joke. I mean, everybody is little fairy princesses, right? I mean, what's the word for that? It's little snowflakes. Sorry, okay, I don't play that. Homie, don't do that. I'm not allowed to be a snowflake. Why are they allowed to be snowflakes? Bullshit. Fuck that. Okay. I mean, you're certainly not going to treat me with any respect or blah, 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 or any of that kind of crap. So, you know, again, you're just saying, I'm part of this elitist world and you can't talk to a lord like that. Yeah, well, fuck you. I'm done playing lordy. Let's see. Isn't science supposed to be a discourse? Well, where is the example of them discoursing? I'm just saying there's a bunch of them mocking people, photoshopping people, just overtly, again, just the ridicule for entertainment purposes. It has nothing to do with preserving science or, you know, any of that crap. It just has to do with pure bullies picking on, in some cases, overtly, grotesquely delusional people. I mean, why don't they just trip retarded people? I mean, it's just, you know, fuck. It's the cheapest form of entertainment. And then we have their rhetoric, right? These are the most proven theories in the history of mankind. We've done all the experiments. We've proved it. And it's just such a fucking lie. I mean, come on. Anyway. Also, I'm discoursing. So he says, isn't science supposed to be a discourse? Every single one of my videos is an argument. The pitch of the flywheel. They're all arguments. They're drawings. They're arguments being made. Okay? I'm not saying, look at Veritasium's ugly puss. All right? Look, that mini guy's bald and hairy. I'm not doing that, asshole. I'm making arguments, you fuck. Shit. And you could counter them if you knew anything, or if you had any integrity, you'd actually counter the argument and explain how that's not true. That's incorrect. Well, call me on being incorrect. But you're not doing that. All right. Also, you think he was so wrong, there'd be a lot more people poking holes in his statements than some lone harebrain. So, again, you can do it. But I can't. So, double standard, hypocrite, duplicitous fuck shit. I mean, what the fuck is that? All right. Well, anyway. And again, this is your argument that God is true. Because there was only one person saying, hey, you know what? I think animals evolved on Earth. I don't think it has anything to do with no fucking God in a cloud anywhere. because there's only one person, harebrained loony. It is dismal. I have to admit, the fact that that all of these people with educations who are supposed to be so goddamn fucking smart, I am surprised how much they have overlooked and how much they have missed. It surprises the hell out of me that they haven't even really thought about levers and the fact that, levers can't make energy. I mean, I can't have more kinetic energy on one side of the lever than's on the other side. That's just too stupid. That's free energy. I can't do that. I mean, the fact that smart people can't even do that does surprise me. So there is something to this argument that, phew, so some asshole like you just watching, who doesn't know anything, okay, who's going to opine, though, because, but even though they don't know anything and they can't really analyze anything because they don't have enough, you know, they haven't gleaned enough fundamental understanding to say, yes, it really would be stupid for there to be more energy on one side of a lever than the other. You know, they can't even make that statement with any authority because they have so little knowledge of physics. Well, anyway. You're being disingenuous. Well, fuck you. I would know it if I was. Yeah. By saying that Veritasium's video is all about induction. Well, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what he's attempting to state. He is attempting to say the analogy of electrons pushing on each other isn't right. That what's really happening is this magical extra field that's created when electrons move. That field is pushing the electrons. That's moving the electrons. And, you know, Mitty actually says in his video, well, what do you want to argue? Okay, I mean, obviously, he, you know, Electric Boom was saying in his first response video, it's like, well, of course, we all know there's a field around the electron, but that field around the electron has to push on the field on the other electron. The electrons don't actually hit each other. So everybody, that concession was already made. There's nothing wrong with the analogy that this electron pushes on this electron with a field. It doesn't push on it by actually banging into it. Okay, it's like an opposite of gravity, right? Everything, charge is like the opposite of gravity. And so you're basically saying that the two things aren't pulled towards each other. They're repelled by the force of the anti-gravity, or whatever you want to call it, charge. But that effect and the effect shooting out of the wire are two different effects. One of them, this is the energy the electron has, is in this direction. Any field it's creating in this direction cannot be a field it's making. It has to be a byproduct field. So the energy is moving through the wire. The wire is not excreting extra energy. It's only excreting energy in a different pattern. Oh, this, what the fuck is this stupid goddamn? I have to turn it off someday. All right, back. Okay, so clearly Veritasium's video was implying, okay, that somehow the inductive effect was the same effect that was somehow pushing electrons, and that this inductive effect, this outside of the wire event, is somehow creating the inside the wire event. And no, the argument is exactly the opposite, that the inside the wire event, okay, is causing the outside of the wire event, and the cause isn't even directly related. That is, the actual inside the wire event, all of the energy stays inside the wire. So it's not using its own energy to create the field effect that causes induction. That's a huge distinction. Okay, he's talking about electromagnetic fields as defined in Maxwell's equations. So they're not defined in Maxwell's equations in the sense they're not described. So we're talking about how to describe the mechanism of electricity, and we're talking about models being used to illustrate it. That was Veritasium's entire premise for his video, is we are taught this, we are taught certain things, and those things are wrong. That's the statement in his video, and the counter argument, frankly, is quite valid, that no, those analogies are very close to the truth, that what it really is a string of pearls or whatever, a chain. Okay, and the event happens and it moves through the wire. And the fact is that there's an excess of electrons that actually are going into a wire, and there's electrons coming out of the other side of the wire. And that analogy is perfectly valid. Now, obviously, in alternating current, they're not, you know, they go one way, then they go the other way, then they go one way, then they go the other way. So there's no creation of a, you're not dumping the electrons. you know, from one location to another location. But clearly it is the the motion of the electrons that gives you the capacity to do work. That's the distinction. And the work being done through induction to light the light bulb is 168,000 times less work than the work, okay, the real voltage will do when it gets there. Okay. All right. He's talking about electromagnetic induction. He's talking about electromagnetic fields as defined in Maxwell's equations that travel at the speed of light. And again, so what is that? How is the speed of light at all relevant to the conversation when everybody already knows, yeah, substantially? But isn't that one of the curious facts, right? Because clearly, Electric Boom found that, yeah, the speed of light in a wire isn't really, you know, electricity really doesn't move at the speed of light. It's something less than the speed of light. I think we all know that, right? To some extent that, you know, it's not really the speed of light. It's fast enough, but it's really not the speed of light. All right, I'm not a physicist. Either, well, you know, technically, okay, I mean, there's no point in saying I'm not a physicist, which you should say I'm not classically educated, or something like that. I'm alternatively educated, because isn't that all that really matters, is where do you derive your understanding from? So, and it's a new world, frankly. I mean, can you imagine really being a kid growing up now, where any day you could just go on the internet and you can learn anything? I mean, it really is, you know, kind of amazing. And you can rubbish me all you like. Well, it seems to me you're doing the rubbishing first, okay? So, I mean, you seem kind of disingenuous to say, I don't like rubbishing, but I'll do it first. Yeah, so fuck you. Okay. As in your style, it seems to be your style, okay? I only have one comment from you to go by. And it's got harebrained in it and disingenuous, got lots of accusations in it. So it seems to me that's your go-to reply, not mine. I'm a nice guy until somebody calls me a name, and then I say, fuck you. Shit. But it's not difficult to see you presenting your arguments. So at least I'm presenting actual arguments. So I'm going to draw electricity for you. I'm going to present an actual argument why Veritasium is full of crap. Okay, he's playing word games. And he's just going to confuse people into thinking that the inductive fields are actually made out of the wattage of the wire. And they're not. Okay, in a way that isn't comparing like with like. So again, I'd say you're being disingenuous to argue that the argument Veritasium was proposing is that the classical analogy for the movement of wattage through a wire, that is the pushing of electron balls, is not true. And that was his argument. If you present your arguments without all the histrionics, without the context, you mean? Okay, yes, without the context. Invective. Right, so, invective. Well, you can say it either way. And opinion. I mean, so I should make arguments that are on opinions? I don't even know how you do that. So that's just bullshit. And again, show me the example of where this arrogant physics, the mainstream physics, the arrogant, obnoxious, we've proven everythingers, okay? Don't mock anybody who, oh, you're anti-science. We've already been there and done that. So bullshit on this argument. I think people would follow it better. They can't follow it, frankly, because it's physics. And the truth is, you have to sit there and sit in it, you know, the physics bucket, and figure out things like why there's conservation of energy. You kind of have to understand, well, there are some things too that is, as soon as you do something wrong to the model, I mean substantially wrong, create the wavicle. You know, as soon as you start putting jellyfish inside of atoms, and so the atoms are little jellyfish jellyfishing around, yeah, you're fucked. Okay, you're not going to get this at all. Okay. I mean, you know, people can't really follow it unless they're willing to recognize the axioms being argued in terms of modeling, the pieces of the model, what the puzzle's made out of. Are we stacking blocks, or are we stacking spheres, you know, kind of thing. All right. Not seriously expecting any change. Yet, change to what? I guess I don't expect you to grow up in any way either. You'll just type tripe. You'll make actually no physical argument about the actual subject. You'll sit there and ambiguously state that I somehow misreferenced or misdescribed something, but there won't be any detail about how I did that. You know, oh yeah, but I don't expect any change from fuckheads like you. So more fool me wasting my breath. Whatever that is. I guess you meant that to be some sort of meme-y phrase, but it didn't come out that way. So more fool me wasting my breath. Piss up a rope or whatever. Unless you prove me wrong. Well, what can I prove wrong? I'd argue I'm not harebrained, whatever the fuck that is. Okay, you want to say that I'm making harebrained arguments, or that I'm saying things that are wacky or crazy or beep, 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 or this, all this shit. Well, then why don't you demonstrate one of the arguments I've made about gravity or magnetism or electricity or kinetic energy and point out how those arguments are invalid. No, you don't do that. That's not your job. Oh, okay. You just insult. Oh, okay. Got it. So I can't prove you wrong beyond stating that, yes, when you say I'm disingenuous, that's a lie. When you say I've mistreated Veritasium, that's a lie. When you imply I have misdescribed his argument, that's a lie. So, yes, I think I have proven those to be lies. All right. So, fuck you. Yeah. Ugh, it's just this, you know, the character of the human garbage machine. All right, anyway. So we get rid of that. And we'll do this. All right, so just to make it clear again, okay, that what the argument was really about, the Veritasium argument, is that you could have some kind of simple analogy for how electricity gets from point A to point B and what actually functions. And basically the idea is you're just going to shove an electron in, okay, that fills space, okay, creates pressure in the hose because now you're adding something and there's already a bunch of stuff in here that hates each other. So the hate index is a certain level. You're going to add another little hate blob, okay, another person talking. It's going to pressurize the wire, and the pressure will move between all the haters. All the little haters will poke at each other, poke, 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 I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, and another little hate blob will fly out the other end. All right, that analogy for what happens with electricity is, in my opinion, still perfectly valid. That's exactly what happens, blah, 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 blah. Now we know, okay, that there is this this magical crap, okay, that also happens, so that another little wire full of hate over here, okay, up here, can somehow be affected by this hate wire. So somehow when there's hate in this wire, the hate goes through space at the speed of light, and it creates more hate in here. It somehow pressurizes this wire and causes electricity. Okay, so you have electricity moving through this wire, and it creates electricity in this wire. But it only happens when the wire is pressurizing. So it only happens when you change the hate level. Once the hate level's up, this one doesn't see it anymore. Okay, and I've pointed out what that's about. It's about changing the position of an electron. You're not making more energy. You're just taking an electron that's in a position and you moved it. And in the process of moving it, you confined all the energy into a smaller, smaller, dense space. So you're basically just saying, you're taking, you know, 10 little dots that are spaced over this. This is the stuff moving that's going to reflect off you. This is the light heading for a photon, I mean an electron, that's going to reflect off the electron. And you just did this. You took the electron, you moved it to this location relatively fast. And when you did that, you took all of this, and you confined it to this much space now. Now it's in this much space. So you didn't make any energy. You didn't create any new energy. You just took the energy that was already going to reflect off of something, and you pushed it essentially into a smaller amount of space. So you made a signal, okay? A wave in space. Yeah, no, you took this and you made, what, you know, a rare fraction, you know, you know, whatever a Ken Wheeler would call it. Okay, you just took energy that was in the field, and now you've changed its shape. You've changed its vessel. You've changed the way it, you know, its physical structure. You've given it a change in its physical structure. And that's what gets sent to the other wire. So it gets a little instantaneous extra pressure, because the continuous rain isn't continuous. The rain essentially stops, and then it comes in really hard, and then it, you know. So it's a little pop of hard pressure. That little hard pop of pressure does what's happening here. It creates more hate in the hate index, and the hate has to go this way, and the hate goes this way. Okay, the hate goes into the wire and induces a voltage difference between this place that just got hit with the extra pressure and this place over here that didn't get hit with the extra pressure. See, there's no extra pressure over here yet, because these electrons pushing that way, okay, moving out of the wire towards the surface, those electrons, these haven't felt the hate yet. The hate takes the speed of light to go this way, and so it's going to take time before hate gets here. All right. So that's the real argument. So electric boom was originally, but he gave up like he does in every single contest he's in. He gives up. He gave up. He wimped out in the Professor Lewin argument. He wimped out in the chain fountain argument. Now he wimped out in the Veritasium argument. So instead of defending this simple model that all the wattage of the electricity is in here, this is the wattage. The watts of the electricity are in the wire. And this field effect is not the energy you're putting into the wire. It is not this pressure. It's not. What I reflect isn't my energy. Okay, what I admit, the energy I admit is one thing, but the energy I reflect is not my energy. It came from someplace else and bounces off of me. All right, so you're not using the energy of the electron going through the wire to create the field. So there are two separate things. The induction is a symptom of you pressurizing the atoms, I mean the electrons, putting more pressure on the electrons, and they're moving in the direction of the other wire. And by moving in their direction, they're changing the pattern of energy, of light, the other wire sees. And that's all that's really happening here. But they're not using the energy going this way in the wire. And obviously, this, once it gets all the way to the light bulb, it'll light the light bulb. But for an instant, you felt some of the hate, okay? But it wasn't the energy pushing the electrons. It was a symptom of the electrons being pushed. The induction is separate. It's a separate phenomenon. It's being created by the external universe, provides the energy for it, not the internal wire. The internal wire is not producing the effect directly. It's doing it indirectly, and it's a very insignificant amount of effect, okay, unless you create a mechanism to capture it all. Okay, so unless you start coiling things and putting gigantic pieces of iron inside of them and doing other things, you will not be able to get much of this inductive effect to produce any real work. Okay, but the idea is that once you do that, once you surround it and do all this stuff, the counter effect, that is, what you'll basically cause is this, okay, conductor will have as much electricity in it as this one, and this one will start to suppress the electricity in this one. So you're basically going to stall the ability of the electricity in the wire to do any work, and all the work will have to be just moving electrons in and out between the two surfaces, because you won't be able to move it this way anymore, but you keep canceling the hate by putting hate in front of it, right? Hate's moving this way, and if you put a big blob of hate this way, see, this one's already full of hate, so now this has to reflect. So if you keep putting stuff in front of the thing moving forward, and there, you have induced a blob of rock in front of it, well, yeah, it hits the rock and bounces back. So the irony of it is a transformer is basically suffocating the original source electricity. The original source electricity is being suffocated out of its ability to go through the wire, you know, because the fact is you've put these inductors so close to each other that they just keep canceling each other's ability to do any movement in the wire, and all the movement is in the push electrons out, push electrons in, you know, the movement of the electrons on this way, of force this way. So it's converting all the energy this way into just electron movement up and down on the surface. And so it's all alternating current is the only way it can possibly work, because it's converting this energy into vibrations on the surface, and the vibrations on the surface are what are causing the transmission of the electricity. Yeah. So what else is there to say? I mean, it just happens to be a circumstance, you know, that you know, that if you do induce a current into another wire, you can just sort of understand that if I induce enough current into this wire will now induce a current in this wire. Well, this one already has a current going this way, and if you induce a current going this way, it's in big trouble. You know, because it can't have a current going both ways. All right. So have I touched on all the subjects? So the point is Veritasium is saying that the classic model of an electron flow in a wire is wrong. I'm saying he didn't even touch that model as being wrong. He didn't affect it at all. He didn't demonstrate at all how that's not exactly what happens. A little piece, so, you know, I could put in 1/4 of an electron, I could put in 1/8, I could put in 1/1,000,000th of an electron. Doesn't matter how much of an electron I put in here. Okay, that pressure will be felt by every other electron. The electrons communicate with each other because they're all producing a pressure that each other feels. They're all excreting from the universe. The universe is reflecting light. And let's say light was a lot more powerful than it is. Then you could understand that two people could be standing next to each other and the light could be bouncing back and forth between them and pushing them apart. And the only way they could ever be together or close is some other force has to push them together. They can't magically go together. They have to be pushed together. The electron doesn't move until something in the field pushes it. Electrons don't have anything. They have no will. They have no motor. They have no nothing. They just go where the wind blows. And the wind is blowing in the wire. So, fuck you, snarky douchebag. Okay, so, yeah, that's been my job.